Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. The Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm your host, Mike Lewis, very proud and honored, in fact, to host this because there's so much good information that we put out for this show for veterans, active duty military, their families. That includes reservists and guardsmen as well. So if you find this information useful, please share it. We do encourage that. Want to let you know that you can reach out to Mount Carmel at 719-772-7000. They're located at 530 Communication Circle. That's off 8th Street, west side of Colorado Springs. You can also follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Now, the focus of today's show is going to be a couple of very important points. We're going to be talking about ketamine therapy, also Prep Connect 360, and hiring our heroes. So let's get to it. Our first guest is R.J. Carlin, Operations Manager, Military Matters, Ketamine Clinic of Colorado. R.J., it's a pleasure to have you here.
I appreciate the invite, Mike.
Now, you are based at Mount Carmel, and tell me a little bit about your operation. What is your mission? What do you do?
Correct, Mike. We are based out of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. We're dedicated to helping our military members, both active duty, retired, who suffer from post-traumatic stress as well as depression. It has been determined that ketamine can be used in what's called the subanalgesic dose, which is effective in treating PTS and depression, along with many other mental illnesses. Post-traumatic stress and depression is not uncommon among our veterans who experience it in their time in the military. Certainly not to say that every veteran needs ketamine. However, we're here for the ones that do. Many veterans have great coping skills and self-care skills, but there are some that have what's called treatment-resistant depression or major depressive disorder. And that's where we found that ketamine has proven helpful for those other treatments and coping ways that are not working.
I see. Now, if someone were to seek out this therapy, is there an average time frame, the amount of treatments that someone may need to go through until they see improvement in their situation?
Yes. So for lasting results and complete results, patients are asked that they complete all of our sessions, whether they are starting to feel relief. Some patients, however, do feel relief on their first session. It's good to remember that everybody reacts differently to medication. For example, you may take 2 ibuprofen for a headache, Mike, whereas someone else may need to take 4 or have a prescription from their doctor.
Okay, since we are talking about a medical procedure, I think this is an important information and an important question. RJ, who administers the ketamine?
Our ketamine is administered by an anesthetist, somebody who's been through anesthesia school and understands the effect of ketamine and how it's used in anesthesia. Given that was where it first originated, those that are trained in anesthesia are very versed with the effects of what it does to the body in an analgesic dose. Given we're administering it to our patients in a subanalgesic level, it still allows that provider to know the reactions, know how side effects can be affected by the patient, and when problems may arise, that provider is trained in recognizing. And at the end of the day, what it boils down to is keeping our patients safe. We want to make sure that we're there for our patient. We're trying to help them with something that can be very scary for that patient. And we want to give them comfort for them to know that they're coming into a safe environment and they're being observed by somebody who's highly trained and has the skills to intervene in the event that there is a problem.
RJ, please go ahead and share how some of the success stories, patients' health and lifestyles have improved following this treatment.
So we've had very positive results from many of our patients. At this time, we've had no patients return since I've been with the organization, and from the data that I've found since Military Matters has come into existence, we've had no patients come back of those that have followed our protocol. Not to say that it can't happen. Ketamine is not the golden ticket, if you will. We can't guarantee that it's going to fix everybody because everybody reacts differently. However, we've had great results with our patients. We do also provide a booster dose in the event that we have a patient that has return of symptoms. And we've had those patients have return of symptoms, but those are in the group of people that haven't followed our protocol. But we want our patients to know we're here for you. We want them to feel that we're accessible in the event that stuff starts coming back up. And as far as the booster dose goes, one of the things we want to honor to our patients is the same rate that you paid for your initial cohort series will be the same price for one booster infusion. So we're not going to raise the rates on you. We don't want you to be worried about coming back, you know, 6 months later if you need a booster dose. We want you to feel comfortable to call us up again and get help.
And I want to go ahead, and since you brought up a cost, this treatment is available in other locations in the Colorado Springs area, but I understand you are offering it at a reduced price, so that is the benefit for the veteran or the service member.
Correct. By pairing with Mount Carmel, we're able to pass that savings, a lot of our savings, on to the veteran, which in turn makes it easier for them to get the treatment because we're right around half the cost of some of the other places in the state. And as far as the cost goes, we're negotiable. We want the patient to talk to us. And tell us their situation. We do provide 0% financing. We don't require credit report or scoring for any of that. We do have the ability to work with TRICARE and bill TRICARE. And we also can do what's called a super bill. So we will provide you a super bill at the end of your treatment, and you can submit that to your insurance company, even if it's not TRICARE, but any insurance company. And based on what they will reimburse us, we will reimburse them back to the patient.
And RJ, I wanted to bring up, since this is affecting all of our lives in one way or the other, we're in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic as we speak this morning, recording this session, and you are able to operate in this environment.
So we have since reopened, since being shut down by the executive order by the state of Colorado. While going through our intake process, patients will be asked a series of COVID-19 questions, which will determine prior risk to exposure and if the patient may also be what's called asymptomatic. We do require that all of our patients wear a mask, as well as their guests. We will also take the patient's temperature upon entry to our facility. If their temperature is above 103, they will be turned away, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Normally, we encourage patients to bring a support person. Sadly, we cannot allow any guests in our treatment room with the patient. However, typically the support person is their driver. They are required to have a driver to go home from these events. That driver is more than welcome to stay in our lobby. They do also have to have a mask on as well.
Okay, but the good thing is you're able to work in the environment, give the person that's seeking help the assistance they need, and then hopefully get them into a better chapter as they move forward in their life. RJ, if someone's listening right now and they want to call you or they want to refer someone that they think this treatment may be of use to them or a family member or friend, what do they need to do, please?
Well, they can start by visiting our website, militarymatters.com. We have lots of information on our webpage. We also have a web portal that they can schedule a call with me.
All right.
Or they can give us a call at 719-671-3147. Give us 6 days, and we'll change your life.
All right. Well, RJ, thank you for spending time with us. It sounds like you're really helping people that have been deployed. They have these issues with PTSD and other traumatic events, and the fact that you're able to help them and move on and they can get the healing they need to have a productive life, that's terrific. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, it's our pleasure. You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. This is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. All proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. Let's move on to our next segment. As we talked about at the beginning of this program, Prep Connect 360, and I would like to welcome in our next guest, Nanette Brede, and you are the Executive Director of Prep Connect 360. I will get it out right. Nanette, it's good to talk to you.
Mike, so good talking to you today. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. So many great things are happening at Mount Carmel. Before we get into some specifics, give us the overall picture. What is Prep Connect 360?
Prep Connect 360 is a free week-long workshop for transitioning active duty veterans and spouses of any era. It is conducted in conjunction with Mount Carmel, as well as the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. We have been ongoing for almost 8 years now and have taught over 770 students during that period and helped them transition from the military mindset into civilian careers.
Well, that is awesome. And tell us about some of the success stories you've had with people who have gone through this program, those over 700 graduates.
You know, my favorite story is actually from early on. We had an Air Force retiree come through the class, and he wanted to run an airport. And he had done that in the Air Force. He had been in charge of, you know, being in charge of facilities and an airport. And he used the process that we taught, which is figuring out what you want to do in life, for your next phase of your life, learning how to interview and networking. And he built a network, and he ended up as the vice president for facilities of Denver International Airport.
That is a terrific success story. And we're not talking about some small airport, my goodness.
Oh, only fifth largest in the nation.
And
every time I go through there, I think of Mark and go, woohoo!
Doing a great job, right?
Yes. You know, some of our other veterans have worked hard to get jobs at Lowe's and Home Depot because that's a better fit for them. Others have gone on to run statewide organizations. One of our other guys was running the veterans nursing homes throughout the state as the director for a number of years. He said, I got almost hit too many times in the commute in car accidents. He said, you know, it's time. So now he's running something here in the county big. Who knows? So it's just the stories are amazing on what these guys and gals go out and do. We've had PhDs come through the class that are struggling. We had a neuroscientist come through. I mean, every phase of life, we have had a young lady who's a military spouse that had virtually no background, and we were able to help get her placed.
That is awesome. Now, I understand this program is based on the book, What Color is Your Parachute? Give us the quick download on what that book is about.
That book, basically, it helps you figure out what do you want to do next. it helps you. And we pull a number of the exercises from that book and use that because it helps you focus on you. What was your background growing up? What are the skills you have? What are the your traits? What are your values? And until you can lay all of that out and really think about it, do you really know what you want to do for the next phase of your life, for your next career?
Go ahead, please. Continue.
No, that's okay.
Well, what I was going to just ask you is, this is, you are dealing with people from so many different walks of life, different backgrounds in the military, then they're looking at different skill sets that they need depending on what they're going to do in civilian life. So you've got a lot of different, what, instructors, volunteers, and people coming together to make this work.
Oh, my gosh. It's so exciting. We have between 40 and 50 volunteers every time we conduct the class. There's no paid staff for Prep Connect, okay? Everybody that comes to the table to help our volunteers, that their company is allowing them to come. The City of Colorado Springs has been with us since the inception. Keysight Technology, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, and the names keep coming. And Paul's better. You'll talk to Paul in a minute. He's got the whole layout of all of our sponsors and all of our companies that come together. Plus, we have volunteers from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, retirees. Mark Lillivision, oh my gosh, is my senior mentor, has been with us almost since the beginning. Bob Landry, who is a realtor here in town, has been with us and helped start the program. I mean, we've got long-term volunteers that come in and give their time and energies. And the culminating event during the week is actually a half-day-long interview session with about 20 different employers from the community who come in and help us do mock interviews.
Wow, that's terrific. So they're getting the tools they need, so to speak, to be able to go out and make that transition from wearing the uniform to putting on a suit and tie if they're in that kind of industry, or it could be, it could be in, like you mentioned, Lowe's, but whatever, you know, they've taken the uniform off, but they're moving into the next chapter of your life, and you are preparing them to do that.
We are, and I think you mentioned everybody comes from different skill sets. They do. I mean, I've had everybody from a young first-term veteran who just got out of the Army and is still no older than 22, all the way up to a post-Vietnam veteran in the same class, but they all have the same needs. It is lack of self-confidence, lack of knowledge of how to navigate the employment landscape, and lack of confidence in the interviewing. So those are the things we really help these guys and gals build.
Well, this is a one-week program, as we mentioned at the beginning. Nanette, if someone's listening right now, they want to get involved and they want to go through this course, what do they need to do?
They need to contact me at prepconnect360@gmail.com.
All right, terrific. Well, Nanette, thank you for sharing. By the way, how often do these week-long workshops go? Is it like every other week? Is it every week? How often?
Oh, it's not even that. It's every other month.
Every other month, okay. So you need to go ahead and work ahead so you can get signed up for, so then when the next one comes up, you are ready to go.
Right, and what you need to do to get your name on the registration is to send a two-page. Notice I said two-page, Mike.
Two pages.
Not 52 pages. Two pages. Two-page resume. And I say that because we've gotten some very long resumes. But it's, anyway. And we will send you some homework that has to be done that is the foundation for the class to get you going, so everybody's on the same sheet of music when we walk in the door during class.
All right. Terrific. Well, thank you again for everything you're doing for our military veterans, and they appreciate it, and we appreciate it as well. You have a great day.
Mike, thanks for having me so much.
It's our pleasure. You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. Our next guest is Scott Thorne. He is a Prep Connect graduate, also now the HR business partner at Ent Credit Union. Scott, it's good to have you with us, and thanks for making a few minutes of your time.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the time.
Very glad to do so, because we want to hear your story. First of all, we're going to talk about your transition and going through Prep Connect. What did you do in the military? What branch and what was your specialty?
So I was in the Army specialization after, like, I cleared my head. It was initially infantry, and then when I started putting things together, then I switched over to human resources.
Terrific. Well, thank you for your service, and now you found you're very welcome. And now you found a career with Ent. Of course, it's hard to live in this area and not know what Ent is. It seems to be almost ubiquitous now as far as the locations. Credit Union serving Southern Colorado and actually other parts of Colorado now as well. So tell us about your transition. Oh, go ahead, please.
So, yeah, we are, like, transitioning into the northern area. But, yeah, we've got control of southern Colorado Springs and below. But, yeah, there's a big push into the northern area right now. So that part's fun.
Yeah, and since I've been in Colorado Springs for quite some time, I will go ahead and give a little bit of history, because the reason I said Southern Colorado, I know when Ent first started, it used to be called Ent Federal Credit Union. It's not called that anymore. But when Ent was first stood up, it was basically there was an Air Force base called Ent Air Force Base. It's where the Olympic Training Center is. That's where it got its name. And it was serving people who were stationed with the Air Force in this area, and it has grown and changed over the years. So just a little bit of history there on the credit union. So let's go ahead and get a little of your history. Scott, tell us about your transition off active duty and going through Prep Connect.
Coming off of transition, so it's essentially like the same thing as almost everybody else does. You know, at that 1 year point, you submit your resignation letter, retirement letter to the two-star. He signs off on it, and you get your date of retirement, back off two weeks plus like any leave time, and you go and collect your clearing papers. One of the categories on the clearing paper is this transition assistance program, is TAP, what everybody calls. So you have to go through it. It's a requirement. How I would identify with the program is it's kind of like the table of contents that you would use for your transition chapter. It's basically the what. You know, chapter one is like resume writing, and chapter two would be like interview skills, something like that. So it provides that initial foundation. Prep Connect essentially like turns the page, and you actually go into the chapter and you find out how to write a resume. You know, are you just going to put any willy-nilly thing on a piece of paper? No, you're going to take a look at the job description, and you're going to match the job description with what your resume is, so that you make like a plain Jane easy decision for recruiters that are looking at 100 of these things a day to pre-qualify you for your position to get to the interview phase, which is like really where Prep Connect shines.
And I was going to mention, too, Scott, for those folks who may have written a resume maybe years ago, the art of resume writing has changed over the years, so you definitely want to refresh that skill. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, very, very much so, yes. One of the issues that I had, that a lot of military people have, is transitioning the verbiage from, you know, PCSing from such and such, as opposed to transferring to such and such. So, yeah, we have to change out like the lingo and stuff, and it's no longer an NCOIC, it's a manager, it's stuff like that, to make it more understandable, more palatable to those recruiters, again, to get to that interview phase.
Scott, what is your a top takeaway or two from the workshop that, you know, really sticks out in your mind?
The pinnacle of Prep Connect is the Thursday morning event. Nanette knows everybody and their brother. And so on Thursday morning, living, breathing, hiring managers that have pre-screened your resume and like actually want to talk to you, you go in and do, no kidding, real interviews with five employers that not only like to give you feedback, but can also potentially offer you a job. Or in my particular case with Jacobs, I got a second interview. So that's, I mean, if you've got any interview cobwebs that are going out that you have on, boy, that clears them off like really quick.
Well, you mentioned this a few minutes ago in the interview where you talked about TAP and TAP sessions. What is different between those sessions and what you go through this workshop at Mount Carmel?
So again, yeah, Transition Assistance Program is the outline of what you're supposed to do. All of the individual categories. Again, the resume writing, interviews, dressing for success. There's some support activities also that's co-located where they are on Fort Carson. Basically, like after you graduate that and you switch over to Prep Connect, you get into the nuts and bolts of how you go about to do those things. There's, bless her heart, I mean, Nanetta's took us through like this god-awful exercise. It was horrible. It's out of the What Color Is Your Parachute? It's the seven stories scenario in which you create, based off of like real life examples, scenario situations that you have gone through that basically enable you to craft a response to those behavioral based questions that the interviewers are going to ask. The, you know, tell me about a time when, Scott, tell me about a time when you were in conflict with your boss or your supervisor. And so within giving the scenario, they teach the STAR method. Situation, task, action, result. And when you can compartmentalize a response to your interview staff that, you know, concisely and clearly communicates what you went through and what the result is, then you're just going to, you know, you're going to blow their minds, and they're going to be asking, where have you been my whole life? Because the typical interviewer is not going to come in with that level of preparedness or framework that Nanette provides in the program.
Sounds like you're going to make those graduates stand out, and that is so important. Well, Scott, final thoughts. If someone is listening right now, and this is your opportunity to speak directly to them, what would you say about, you know, if someone's transitioning right now, they're looking for employment, they want to go to the next chapter in their life, your final message?
Start early. Start with your medical stuff as well, because that takes like forever. But as far as your transition, like, be flexible, get into TAP, and get a reservation with Prep Connect, and start reading through Parachute like as quickly as you can.
All right, we appreciate, again, the name of that book, by the way, What Color Is Your Parachute? Scott Thorne has been our guest for this segment. He is a Prep Connect graduate and HR business partner at Ant Credit Union. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.
So many men and women have served in our military, sacrificing so much, including long stretches away from home and family. This often results in financial instability, health issues, and more. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, owner of Star Dental Institute. If you're active duty military or a veteran, we have a gift for you and your family. If you're missing teeth, we'd like to help you replace them at no charge. That's right, no charge, no obligation, no strings attached. If you and your family are uninsured, underinsured, if you don't qualify for VA dentistry, you're struggling financially, and you're missing teeth, we will place dental implants for you at no charge. Call Star Dental Institute to set your appointment for an exam and screening. If you qualify, we will replace your missing teeth, give you back the confidence to smile again, better health, and a better quality of life. You and your family deserve this. Call Star Dental Institute today at 719-208-4610. That's 719-208-4610. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, and together we smile.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. No stranger at all. We love having Paul Price on, our next guest, Mount Carmel Director of Transition and Employment. And Paul, we've been talking a lot about transition in today's program. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Mike. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. And the Prep Connect 360 sounds like just a wonderful program. And we've said this before, so if I'm repeating myself for someone who's heard this, I think the message is important. When you're coming off active duty, the skill sets that you learned in the military, very, very important. But when you're transitioning to the civilian world, there are some changes and some things you need to be made aware of, interview skills, resume writing, things like that. And boy, you guys have got a program to help folks.
That's right. Mount Carmel has partnered with Nanette with her Prep Connect 360 team from probably 4 years now. I've personally been involved in it over 3 years. And in fact, that's how I got into Mount Carmel. I went through the Prep Connect 360 course, and I just saw the value of that and how much it helped folks. And I'm the proverbial house guest that never left. I'm a huge advocate of Prep Connect 360. And what it does for transitioning service members along with veterans and their spouses as well.
So you are what we would call a success story.
Well, I appreciate that. I just know that Prep Connect 360 helped me personally get to where I wanted to be, because a lot of our clients here at Mount Carmel, they come through the door and they can tell me what they don't want to do, but they're not real sure what they want to do. Prep Connect helps them focus on, hey, these are my skills, these are my experiences, but more importantly, this is what my passion is. And we throw a little piece of reality involved in that. So we set expectations saying it might be great that you want to do this, but to get to that level, you're going to have to go through these steps to get there. So it's a guided, personalized job coach approach to making that transition into the civilian sector.
Now, Paul, our last guest, Scott Thorne, he is with Ant Credit Union, talked about the TAP program, and I understand that you would prefer students to complete TAP prior to attending Prep Connect 360. Why is that?
That's right, Mike. TAP is a very good program for giving you the foundation. It's think about the people that are going through the transition assistance program at the different military installations. It's kind of a fire hose approach. A lot's thrown at them. They're in in the process of leaving the military, where Prep Connect will build on that foundation. You've had an opportunity to step back, take a breath, and now it's a smaller, more deliberate process, and we dive into certain areas where TAP just doesn't have the resources or the time to do.
Well, that makes total sense. Now, you have upcoming classes. It's once a month for the most part, and it's a week-long class. Tell us about the upcoming workshops, please.
Okay, we are going to do our next workshop in June, and then we're going to do another one in July. And the reason we are doing that is because in the summer, military has a big a surge, if you will, in the way of people getting out, because usually in the summers, individuals are graduating high school or college, so they're going into the service, they serve their tour, and now they're rotating out. So the summer surge cycle, we're walking into it now, so it's more important than ever, especially with the COVID environment, that somebody is there to help these people walk through this process, and that's where Mount Carmel comes in. We assign a peer navigator, a job coach, to every student that goes through the course, and they go with them all through 5 days, and I'm sure Nanette told you she's graduated over 770 students so far in this process, and it's really been successful in the way of getting them connected to a lot of the partners that support us in this program. And it's a pretty diverse portfolio of partners, everything from the health industry with UC Health, Optimum. We have a lot of defense contractors, Raytheon, Northrop, Grumman, Lockheed, Vectrus. A lot of the education partners that we work with are involved in Prep Connect. That's UCCS, Pikes Peak Community College, and even Xavier University out of Ohio has partnered with us to help students through this. And then some of our big name supporters like Northwest Mutual, Mutual of Omaha, Bocor, Jacobs, Paradin, And Amazon is now alongside with us, and City of Colorado Springs comes in and supports us with the interviews. And, of course, Pikes Peak Workforce Center is a major player in this program.
Terrific resources you're bringing to bear on this program. If someone wants to register, they probably don't want to wait around. What do they need to do, Paul?
Well, all they need to do is reach out to us here at Mount Carmel. That's veteranscenter.org. They can go right online and give us an email or give us a call here, and we're going to connect them to our facilitator here, Rich Gagne. He's been doing this. He's also gone through the program. Every job coach at Mount Carmel has gone through Prep Connect, and that's how important it is to us. And let me just add the effectiveness of this course. We've been able to measure it, and I personally, the last 32 classes, we've done assessments on it, and all the core objective areas, there's five of them, self-appraisal, research, career selection, job search, changing careers, every one of those, in every area, not only has there been positive improvement from the first day to the fifth, or the last day, the fifth day, but it's in every area, and it's double digits. That's how effective this class is. And let me add that it's free. So just give us a call, sign up, and we'll get you in the program.
Well, that is terrific. Final question I have for you, Paul. I know you want to talk a little bit about our next guest, Nicole Holling.
Absolutely. Nicole is another example of somebody who went through Prep Connect. She actually worked over here on the Mount Carmel team, and now she's with one of our key partners. We collaborate literally every week with her team called Hiring Our Heroes. It's sponsored by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation, and Nicole runs a fellowship, not only for transitioning service members, but also for spouses. So, tremendous resource. We work hand-in-hand together, so I couldn't be more happy to have her on the program today.
And she's coming up next. Paul, thank you for the time. We'll catch you again in another episode, I am sure.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. All right, Paul Price alluded to our next guest, and we're going to go and do a little bit of a deeper dive, as they say, Nicole Holling. And she is with the Hiring Our Heroes, the program manager, also corporate fellowship program and military spouse fellowship program, U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation. Well, I'm glad with all those things that you do. Nicole, you had time to meet with us. Good morning on this Thursday that we're recording this session. It's good to have you here.
Good morning, and thanks. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
It is our pleasure. Well, first of all, before we go into Hiring Our Heroes, I do want to ask you about your military career. You're an Air Force vet, also a military spouse. What'd you do in the Air Force?
So I was a dental technician in the Air Force. I spent 10 years active duty Air Force.
Well, terrific. Well, thank you for your service. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
And, of course, you continue to serve because I always say when the spouse is in the military, the spouse is also the other person is serving. So that's just the way it is. And
yes,
I'm sure, and you know that to be a fact. All right. Well, tell us about the Hiring Our Heroes program.
So, you know, the Hiring Our Heroes program was an initiative that was launched in March 2011 as a nationwide effort to connect veterans, service members, and military spouses with meaningful employment opportunities. And we do that in a couple of ways. One, we offer a 12-week internship for those transitioning out of the military with 180 days left on active duty. We have a 6-week program for our military spouses. And we also have hiring fairs and career summits for those who are veterans that are seeking employment.
All right, and you've had lots of success, it sounds like.
We have. We actually started a cohort on Monday, the 18th of May, with 411 people, which we were ecstatic to have due to the COVID-19.
Now, tell us about your relationship with Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel, of course, is such a wonderful organization. All the things they do and what you are doing with them is just one part of that whole puzzle.
You know, they are a wonderful organization. I will tell you, I worked at Mount Carmel for 3 years in two different roles at Mount Carmel. So Mount Carmel will always be near and dear to my heart. So how we partner at Hiring Our Heroes with Mount Carmel is, of course, through the employment program. If, you know, I have military veterans, transitioning military members or spouses, that need one of the many services that Mount Carmel offers, you know, I refer them there. And then vice versa, if Mount Carmel has an individual that would fit in one of our programs, they'll refer over to us as well. So it's really a collaborative effort to complement each other's services.
And I wanted to go back. You touched on it pretty much, but let's just make sure we clarify this for everyone who's listening right now. The eligibility is for transitioning service members and their spouses.
Yes, it can be, you know, the transitioning military member, you know, they need to have 180 days left on active duty when the cohort starts, and we do that 3 times a year. And then military spouse, you know, we use that term a little more loosely. It could be a military spouse of an active duty, a retiree, a separatee, or, you know, a spouse that was at one time married to somebody in the military. So really, any spouse that at some point in her life or his life was impacted by a military member's career, they qualify for our military spouse program.
Terrific. Now, how would someone who's listening that's interested sign up for the program? And also, how long is the course?
So the course is 12 weeks for transitioning military members and 6 weeks for military spouses. All you have to do is go to our website at hiringourheroes.org. And on there, it says, you know, there's a menu and you can pick from your category. Are you a service member? Are you a military spouse? Or are you a veteran? And then once you click on that, it will take you to the application. Once you apply, the program manager, because we have multiple locations, they'll get notified that you applied, and then they'll start the communication and the process to get you qualified for the program.
Well, terrific. You make it easy for folks to sign up and get the help that they're looking for so they can move on to the next chapter in their life. And just would like to end this by saying, for everyone who is listening right now, if you found this information useful, if you know someone that this could be helpful to, please pass it along. That's the neat thing about podcasts. You can go to caradio.com, click on radio, then podcast. You can email it directly. You can send them the link. Then someone can listen to it when it's convenient for them to get the information they're looking for. Nicole, it was a pleasure speaking to you.
It was a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you again for your time. This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families.